welcome, welcome, welcome back to They Made Their Way to the Ring. I still can't believe I've reached 20 episodes across two seasons. Remember, I'm from the UK, a very small town, and it seemed to get my content out there and noticed the odds were stacked against me. There are the pros of this game, the GOATs. Some are my inspirations. There's a big crowd in the US at this sort of thing, but I'm proud to say my podcast has now surpassed 420 streams. And yeah, I will celebrate that, but I can't stop now. We're just getting started. We've got to keep moving, so here's to 450 and beyond. I couldn't do any of it without you. Remember that. Today's episode could be the most controversial and opinion-based yet. Again, my aim is to shine a spotlight on the women of wrestling, on their body of work, their characters, and all they've achieved. My platform I take seriously, and I want this to be a safe space for everyone to enjoy wrestling together. It's a community. I want people to have opinions. It's what makes it interesting. But I want it to stay respectful, because remember, this business is built on respect. So today, it's episode 20. Now let's go. I'm celebrating another Total Divas original, a woman who would always raise the heat in the world of wrestling. The Diva Search winner created havoc in NXT, SmackDown, and on Raw. A diva turned superstar, film star, fitness model, and business owner. She commands attention wherever she goes. Making her way to the ring, from Concord, California, comes the most stylish, elegant, bewitching, eternally beguiling, continuously charismatic, and fantastically fascinating woman to appear in this or any other arena. Allow yourself to be seduced, enchanted, dazzled, and entranced by all red everything herself, Eva Marie! Natalie Eva Marie Nelson was born on the 19th of September 1984 in the Bay Area, California. The American-born entertainer has both Mexican and Italian heritage from her parents, Josie and Barry, and is the youngest of four siblings. Along with her three older brothers, she was raised in Concord, California. Eva's journey to WWE began when they held an unaired Diva Search competition in the Los Angeles area. It would follow the success of the previous years. Eva tried out and went on to win the competition, and hopefully a bright future with the company was what lay ahead. This search also involved talent who would go on to big things in later years. Divas like multi-time women's champion Alexa Bliss, Lana, and JoJo. Eva and the latter would be signed to WWE off the back of the Diva Search competition and almost immediately joined the cast of a brand new reality show debuting on the E! Network. The idea was to select a handful of divas from the main roster and let the public take a look inside their personal lives, let the fans find different perspectives, and hopefully bring some new eyes to the wrestling product. Total Divas was star-studded. The main draw was no doubt the Bellas, Brie and Nikki. Natalia, the heart of the business, was also part of the product, and they would be joined by the tag team of Naomi and Cameron. Now, you'd think five women would be trouble enough, but enter two more, the Diva Search winner and runner-up. The Total Divas season aired on the 28th of July 2013, and WWE brought Eva up to the main roster on the 1st of that month. It made perfect sense. The universe needed to see who this woman was and what she would bring to the table before the show aired, because, let's be honest, there's no sense in airing something when we don't know who's who, right? A segment aired on Raw. The Bellas, on a heel run, invited the cast of the show to a meeting backstage. Eva and JoJo arrived. They expressed their excitement for the show, but the Bellas soon shut the new upstarts down. Brie said the new girls should be thanking the twins for gracing them with their presence. Nikki went on to say the two were special in their weird ways, and everyone knows if the twins didn't return to the WWE, this whole reality show on E! Wouldn't even be happening, or at least be as hot as it's going to be now they're the stars. Eva went on to say there's more than just the Bellas on this show, they're all stars. The twins said how cute they are when they're all brand new, right out of the Diva Factory, until they look like that. And cue the rest of the cast, Natalia, Cameron, and Naomi. The Bellas put each and every one of them on notice. Eva would then feature on Miz TV a few weeks down the line on July the 22nd edition of Raw, an obvious new divide in the cast. Eva looked comfortable alongside the Bellas. Was this to be a new heel trio? The Miz handed over to Jerry, the King Lawler, and he greeted each woman, reaching Eva last, who I'm sure he called Ava Maria. No wonder he got what was coming next. Eva stood to Jerry and said, "I don't like the way you're looking at me." She then turned to the crowd and introduced herself. "My name is Eva Marie, and I'm here to make a name for myself." And with that, she handed the mic back to the King and slapped his face. The Bellas looked shocked. They did not look happy with what just happened. If we're talking making a name for themselves, let's head to the debut of Total Divas. Nikki Bella said, and I quote, "I definitely think Eva Marie is trouble. I can see it in her eyes. I can see it in that little grin she does." And she wasn't wrong. In the debut episode, Eva got herself into hot water. Boiling hot water. Jane, the head of talent relations, told Eva that WWE would like her to switch up her look. Go blonde, essentially. Eva's face told the whole story. She was not happy about this decision. JoJo accompanied Eva to the salon to get her brunette hair turned blonde. But things didn't go as planned. She told the stylist she couldn't do it. It wasn't her. She already had red highlights in her hair, and red, Rihanna red, was what Eva was going with. JoJo expressed her fears that the new diva could potentially lose her job if she went ahead with it, but Eva knew what she wanted and nobody was going to stop her. Back at the office, showcasing her new hair to the boss, Jane, and silence took hold of the room for a second. "Wow, what happened to the blonde?" she asked. Luckily for the redhead, the boss approved, this time. But she made herself very clear. In future, she sticks with the plans given to her as WWE know what they're doing. Bullet narrowly dodged. By episode 2, only the second episode ever, and Eva still hadn't learned. This time, she decided she didn't want to sit on developmental for 6 months to a year. She wanted to make it to the main roster by any means necessary. Her idea? Telling WWE she should be Fandango's dance partner. She told WWE's Jane and Mark Carano that she had a dance background. A dance background in ballet, ballroom, and everything in between. They said if he's okay with it, and it works, okay. Now, later in the episode, Eva and Fandango got their chance to, well, have their tryout. And it didn't go well. It was clear to see Eva hadn't told the whole truth, and with every Total Divas eyes watching her efforts, her face was left as red as her hair. I mean, did Eva want to get fired? Because she was getting off to a very bad start. When Stephanie McMahon, Vince's daughter, and the queen of WWE, found out what had happened, she wanted to see Eva in the office. This couldn't be good. Stephanie, in disbelief, wanted some clarification. She reminded her what had just happened. "You said that you could be Fandango's dancer." Eva clearly didn't know where to look or what to say. "You know, I don't even know you, Eva Marie, but what you did was embarrass yourself. You embarrassed the company, and this is not okay." Cutting back to Eva, she said she had never felt her heart beat this fast in her life. "I'm gonna get fired," she said. Eva did the only thing she could do in this moment, the right thing. She stopped digging this hole she was in, and she was honest. She said lying was never the right way to go, and this is her ultimate dream to be here, and she took it on a whole other level, because she thought she could do it. Stephanie put it to the new diva in another way. She said, "Okay, so Monday Night Raw comes around, and we're live. So what happens then?" With Eva backed into a corner, she wiped away her tears and said, "No, I know. You will not see my face again unless it's on a positive." She promised Steph that it would never happen again, and Stephanie, with her boss lady head on, said, "Good, I hope not, because you will not make it. You'll be gone and you won't come back." Then with that, she stood up and said, "Take care," then left the room. The tension was palpable. So two things. Yes, Eva shouldn't have spun that web, but secondly, I think it came from a place of passion and need to do better and to make something of herself. What did you think when you watched this episode? Do you think Steph did the right thing giving her another chance? Or do you think with this, added to the hair color incident, Eva Marie was trouble? Maybe had a problem with authority? Maybe she should have been fired? Mid-season, things picked up for Eva Marie. She became a Maxim magazine cover girl. This was huge. She got a poolside photo shoot and she looked great. Back in the ring, 2 weeks after slapping Jerry Lawler, Eva had a backstage segment with the Bellas and Natalya. Eva complimented Brie on a win over the Queen of Hearts, aligning herself with the Bellas, becoming a heel in the process. Marie would get a debut match, a tag team match, at SummerSlam Access, but would take the loss when Natalya pinned the redhead. Eva would begin accompanying Brie to her matches, and on August the 26th on Raw, we saw one of the best pipe bomb segments in wrestling history. AJ Lee came to the ring post-match between Brie Bella and Natalya, and it erupted. She would declare war on the Total Divas cast as a whole. This would lead to a face turn for the Bellas and Eva Marie. AJ came out to the stage and said, OMG you guys, I just watched last night's episode of Total Divas and it was insane. The Bellas were dealing with their obvious daddy issues. The Funkadactyls broke up and then got back together again. Natalya's fiancé isn't much of a man, and the other two were also there. It was great, it really was. It was the end of the world, and it was only Sunday night on the E! Network. Do you want to know what I see when I look inside that ring? AJ asked. Honestly, a bunch of cheap, interchangeable, expendable, useless women. Say it to our face, the Bellas screamed. She kinda was, girls. Women who have turned to reality television because they just weren't gifted enough to be actresses and they just weren't talented enough to be champion. Natalya was a champion, AJ. Come on. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers, she proudly boasted. I have saved your Divas division. I have shattered glass ceilings. I've broken down doors. Why? So a bunch of ungrateful, stiff, plastic mannequins can waltz on through without as much as a thank you? You guys can't even go backstage, shake my hand and look me in the eye because you know that I worked my entire life to get here. I gave my entire life for this and you were just handed 15 minutes of fame. I didn't get here because I was cute or because I came from some famous wrestling family or because I sucked up to the right people. I got here because I'm good. I earned this championship. And you know what? No matter how many red carpets you guys want to walk in your $4,000 ridiculous heels, you will never be able to lace up my Chuck Taylors. You are all worthless excuses for women and you will never be able to touch me. And that is reality. And she drops the mic. This was a huge moment in Divas history. It was powerful. This wasn't some battle. This was war. AJ would recruit her crop of so-called true divas, and they would meet the Total Divas at Survivor Series in a traditional elimination tag team match. We had AJ Lee, the Divas champion, Summer Rae, Rosa Mendez, Alicia Fox, Tamina, Caitlyn, and Oksana versus Natalya, the Bellas, Eva Marie, JoJo, Cameron, and Naomi, and the Total Divas got the win. That would be two wins for Eva Marie at this point, with the first being a shock pinfall victory over Tamina in the lead-up to this pay-per-view during a tag team match. From here, Eva had almost a three-month hiatus from the company, but would have a string of matches upon her return, the first being February the 14th, where she would take on Alicia Fox on SmackDown. She defeated Fox, but the match was taken off broadcast. Welcome to the Divas era, guys. Eva appeared for her next few matches on Main Event and SmackDown. On April the 6th, 2014, the biggest opportunity came knocking on Eva's door, her WrestleMania moment. A match on the grandest stage of them all. Okay, it wasn't a singles match, but she had a chance to win the Divas Championship from rival and current champion AJ Lee. As well as feuding with the entire Divas division, AJ would be seen feuding with the Raw General Manager and official consultant to SmackDown, Vicky Guerrero. She didn't have any friends, only a bodyguard in the form of Tamina. Eva would take part in the 14 Diva Vicky Guerrero Divas Invitational Battle Royal. The match didn't go Eva's way. The reigning and defending champion AJ defied the odds and picked up the win with a Black Widow submission move on Naomi. But still, this was a huge platform for Eva to showcase her skills, and she managed to make an enemy of Tamina during the match and almost pinned Natalya, breaking her attempt at a triple sharpshooter. Eva would be seen in a couple of non-title matches with AJ Lee, the two-time Divas champion, post-WrestleMania 30. She then returned to her villainous ways when she began work for the Authority, in particular Stephanie McMahon, on her crusade against Brie Bella. Eva teamed with Rosa Mendez, Cameron, and Alicia Fox to lay waste to Brie's sister Nikki, who would pay the cost for her sister laying hands on the boss, Stephanie. On August the 11th, Eva would score another upset victory, this time on the Divas Champion. I have to say, Eva looked good in blue. The match began with a lockup, and Eva looked to take early control, but with a headlock takedown, AJ reversed the pecking order. Then, the Primal Scream, and out comes Paige, the number one contender, AJ's frenemy. With the champ obviously distracted, the Total Diva steals a victory with a roll-up, but after the match, AJ loses control and launches a vicious attack on Eva Marie. After a month of going off the radar, Eva revealed on Instagram that her disappearance was due to a recovery from an injury. The injury, which was later revealed as a ruptured breast implant. This was shown on Total Divas, which aired on January the 18th, 2015. Eva would return to Raw in March when she accompanied Summer Rae to the ring for her match against AJ Lee. Now, after pinning the champ, shouldn't Eva have received a title match upon her return? I don't remember her getting one. I don't know, maybe she did. Maybe you can tell me that. Back on Total Divas Season 1, Eva Marie would receive another opportunity. An opportunity to be a ring announcer, and it was safe to say, this wouldn't be her calling. She got herself in boiling hot water once again. This time with a superstar. The Total Divas were seen backstage watching the monitor, watching Eva. They said, oh, is this Eva? Let's see if she has a cheat sheet. Back to the ring, and Eva begins. The following is a six-man tag team match. To start, she did okay. Then it went pear-shaped. She introduced the opponents, Drew McIntyre, Heath Slater, and nothing. Under pressure, Eva seems to crack. She said her mind went blank. She couldn't remember the name of the third person. Backstage, after the match, Eva tried to apologise to Mark Carano. He said there was some upset talent backstage. She did try to say yes, her mind froze, yes, she couldn't remember, but she didn't cheat. She did not use a script. I mean, yeah, it didn't look good, but Eva is right, she didn't cheat. It happens to the best of us, I say, but you should always know the names of your co-workers, right? Eva approached 3MB, and it only got worse from here. She tried to explain what had happened when Jinder interrupted. Did you even know my name? Yes, she said, looking panicked. Jinder Mahal. Wait, what? Jinder? That was funny. Poor Eva. So up to now, she went against the hair dye orders, she lied about dancing, now she's upset a superstar by not knowing his name. Eva should stick to wrestling, right? A little too ambitious, too soon, maybe. In other Total Divas episodes, we saw feuds between Eva and Summer, a very big fight between the girls and Eva when they found out she would be going out to LA to train with Brian Kendrick instead of at the PC. The company provided her with private training and the girls did not agree. And of course, Eva's big marriage to Jonathan. She would be featured in 6 seasons of Total Divas, and I really think the fans, whether they like to admit it or not, found a liking for Eva. Some might say she's like Marmite, if you know what I mean. I'd say Eva had a very bumpy ride during a Total Divas run, but surely the best of her was yet to come. In 2015, Eva would be sent to NXT, her first major push. Her introduction to the crowd came on June the 3rd when she came to the stage followed by a lot of boos. The crowd were not behind Eva, but why? Why does she get so much heat? Eva tried to tell the crowd how amazing they were, but she could barely be heard over the boos. The crowd chanted, "You can't wrestle." I personally think this was very disrespectful towards Eva. Not fair at all. She's human at the end of the day, a person just playing a character. I was, however, very confused whether she was trying to come across as a face or a heel at this point. She then claimed she was here to compete with the best right here in NXT. It would take 3 weeks before Eva was seen on the Black and Gold brand again. Were they trying to figure which mold she would fit? NXT GM William Regal was in his office, and moments later, a visitor arrived. A visitor with the most vivacious red hair. Eva Marie was back. Now, one interesting fact. On WWE, in fact, many of the wrestling TV shows air backstage moments, and they add in the crowd's live reaction to whatever is happening. This time, they didn't. Was it because of the poor reception Eva was welcomed with 3 weeks ago? I would say probably yes. Eva came into the GM's office and told Mr. Regal that she has been putting in a lot of work, and he is the man that can make something happen for her, and that something, well, that something would be a match with any of the female talent here on the NXT roster. Regal informed Eva that they might as well start off on the right foot. You can't waltz into NXT and use your charms to get a match here because, you know, the women's division here is setting the world on fire. He wanted more than her word. He wanted to see proof of this hard work. So whenever you're ready to show me. But Marie, without a moment's hesitation, said, no problem. That's what I'm going to do. The following week, NXT had a promo for Eva. It was a vignette of her training in the ring, and coach Sarah and Regal looked on. 2 weeks after that, All Red Everything made her NXT debut. She took on Cassie, later known as Peyton Royce. Eva made her way to the ring looking, well, regal herself. She had the biggest gown, literally like she'd picked it up from Ric Flair's locker room. The crowd weren't popping for Eva. In fact, Cassie chants broke out during her entrance. I have to say, in my opinion, this was the first time Eva looked like a star, like she belonged. She looked comfortable in her character, she knew her own lane, and she was ready to go. I really liked this new version of Eva Marie, but the question was, had her in-ring work improved? Into the lockup, both women went, Cassie taking control for a hot minute until Eva's offense came into play. She cartwheeled a couple of times to break the hold of her opponent, and the chants rang out through the arena. Let's go, Eva. Followed by, Eva sucks. A mixed reaction. With a running knee to the gut, Eva attempted to get the momentum going. Cassie launched Marie to the corner and delivered a big spinning kick to the face, followed by a second one to Eva's back. Up to the top turnbuckle she goes, but Marie was quick off the mark. A punch to the face lowers her opponent to the mat, and a suplex gets Eva a two count. A unique submission hold on the Australian star, followed by a knee to the back and a corner strike, Eva was picking up pace. A big boot to the opponent, followed by a senton and another two count. Maybe a count of 2.5. It was very close. Back into the submission hold, but Cassie escapes, delivering a stunner, then a big kick. And a second. The kicks just keep coming. I thought that was it, but Eva gets a left shoulder up. Crawling to the corner, Marie escapes the offense, then sets up Cassie for the sliced red. And 1, 2, 3. Her debut match in the bag. It was a very mixed reaction for the new NXT star. The following week, Eva was interviewed. She was congratulated on her debut last week. She said this was the beginning. She said she was going for what she wants, and that was the NXT Women's Championship. So, Sasha Banks, you better watch out. Once again, Eva wouldn't be featured for a few weeks. It was becoming a theme. They should have named her Eva Hiatus. Why wouldn't they give us All Red Everything? At the end of August, a Divas match was featured on NXT TV. Eva Marie versus Carmella. Picking up the win, the redhead declared her intentions very clear when she climbed the top turnbuckle after the match and gestured to the crowd what she wanted, the women's title around her waist. With a couple more wins under her belt, first Billie Kay, then again Carmella, Eva found it necessary to take a vacation after her grueling matches. She deserved it, right? She's the star of NXT. Her heel traits became more obvious after a few weeks of vignettes from Paris. After a title match between Bayley and Alexa Bliss on the November the 18th episode aired, Eva found that she had waited long enough. Her time was now. Bayley celebrated post-match and All Red Everything came to cut the celebration short. Down to the ring she came to stand face to face with the champ. I had to come out here and let every... The crowd didn't accept Eva at all. Anyways, she said, I had to come out here. The camera cut to Bailey, and I genuinely think she struggled to hear what Eva was saying. Eva stands in the ring, arms outstretched, doing what a good heel does. She soaked up the crowd's reactions, but the problem was, every time Eva did this, the crowd took this as an open opportunity to get louder and louder. Why did they harbor so much anger for Eva? Obviously, the inevitable is happening, Eva continued, swiftly followed by, okay, be quiet. This has to be one of the worst promos to date. The crowd just wouldn't give her a chance. She couldn't get a sentence out, and when she tried, Bailey couldn't hear her. Breaking character, I think, she let a smile go, sort of like a laugh of disbelief. Had this happened before? Was it what was to come each time Eva stood before the crowd? Even Bailey tried to calm the audience. Eva informed Bailey that next week, in a one-on-one match, she would defend the title against the Red Queen. The following week, Eva was granted her match. It wasn't only a match for the Women's Championship, it wasn't only on the main event spot of the card, but Eva, she upped the stakes once again. She introduced her new friend, her muscle, the debuting Nia Jax. I must say I love this duo. I could have imagined them as tag champs had the belts been around then. Their entrance was great, she made her way to the ring like the devil child of Ric Flair in that robe, and she had Nia by her side. Her confidence had rocketed at this point. She was the star, but I don't think I'd ever seen such a huge negative crowd reaction during an entrance. The boos were insane. This woman always attracted the heat. The match was enjoyable, it showcased Eva's improvement in the ring, and this NXT run really helped Eva discover who her character was, and the direction was clear now. After some interferences from Nia and the lack of an official towards the end of the match, Eva lost her chance at becoming the champion when she took a Bailey to belly suplex from the top rope. For the next couple of weeks, the roles somewhat reversed. It would be Nia taking the lead on her own conquest to take down the champion Bailey, but Nia too would be unsuccessful. Now, starting the new year of wrestling, 2015 was behind us and 2016 was here. Would Eva Marie get the spotlight and the title she so desperately craved? On the 13th of January edition of NXT, we still had the pairing of Eva and Nia, but guys, they were hanging on by a thread. General Manager William Regal announced that later that night, a Divas Battle Royal would take place, another main event match for the women. Business was picking up. They would be competing for a chance to become number one contender and earn a future shot at the women's title. There were some big names in the match. Emma, Alexa Bliss, Liv Morgan, Cameron, the undefeated Asuka, Carmella, and of course, Eva Marie. In a segment that aired earlier in the night, a blessing in disguise came for the women in this match. Nia Jax was not medically cleared to compete after a recent encounter with Bailey. The relief on Eva's face was comical. Multiple times she gestured to the camera just how happy she was that Nia couldn't compete. Her body language said one thing and her mouth said another as she tried to relax Nia, telling her she would win this for both of them. Eva enjoyed her grand entrance, taking her time, soaking up the boos. She took that long coming down the ramp, slowly flaunting her body, but then Asuka's music hit and she was welcomed with a huge reaction. Eva, stepping in front of Asuka on the ramp, her gown opened wide, restricting the view of the Empress of Tomorrow, would slowly walk down the ramp until Asuka barged her out of the way, and the crowd loved it. The disrespect to Eva was real. With all 11 women in the ring, the bell rang and fear ran through everyone's veins. I think at one point or another, someone had felt Asuka's power, or at least had seen what she could do. She was dangerous. Who would dare step to Asuka? Well, nobody needed to. Asuka made short work of Eva with a roundhouse kick to the head after she began trash-talking. With Eva rolled to the outside, the match continued. Emma up next with a sneak attack on Asuka, and the fight between the women broke out. Later in the match, it looked like the final three was set. Asuka, Billie Kay, and Peyton Royce. The Aussie duo were no match for the Empress as she sent both women to the apron and delivered a huge hip attack, knocking both to the floor, and they were gone. But then, out of nowhere, and this time I mean absolutely out of nowhere, Eva Marie slides into the ring and throws Asuka right over the top rope. Still, hanging on by her fingertips, Eva kicks and kicks Asuka in the back until she can hang on no more, and Eva Marie is our winner, a new number one contender, No, she isn't. Carmella, with the same tactics as Eva, slides into the ring, throwing Eva over the top rope, and the bell rings. Bayley's new challenger, her best friend, Carmella. This was always a sticking point for me. I always defended what Eva had accomplished. If we're being real, Eva made history here. She gave Asuka her first defeat. Although it was never recognised, I guess because it wasn't a one-on-one defeat, but still, Eva defeated Asuka. For us fans out here, I acknowledge this. Someone pass her a slammy at the very least. March the 16th, 2016 marked Eva's last match and loss in NXT. She teamed with Nia Jax to face Bayley and Asuka. Don't panic, y'all. This wasn't the end of Eva Marie. All Red Everything was back on the Red brand on March the 28th. I can hear the sighs of relief now. It's nice. There were big plans in the works for Eva, plans that would lead to another WrestleMania match, WrestleMania 32. The universe had been introduced to Team Bad and Blonde, led by Lana. This team came out when Lana took issue with Brie Bella. Brie had the Total Divas Natalya, Paige and Alicia Fox for backup, and Lana recruited Naomi, Tamina, Emma and her rival Summer Rae. But wait, the numbers weren't in Brie's favour. She needed help. Her sister was out of action due to injury, so who could Brie rely on? Well, during a match between Paige and Emma, Lana got involved. She attacked Paige and Emma took advantage and picked up the win. Then it was absolute carnage. All hell broke loose. After the bell, there were divas fighting everywhere. Inside the ring, outside the ring, and like I said before, the numbers weren't in Brie's favour. It was 5-on-4, but one Total Diva wanted to even the odds, and she was due a return to the main roster. Try a face run, maybe. Eva Marie ran out to make the save, and she went after Lana. With a handful of hair, she grabbed the Ravishing Russian and threw her to the mat. Team Total Divas were left standing tall in the ring, but there was an obvious divide. The team wasn't united, but for WrestleMania, could they put their issues aside and get on the same page? Nobody looked to trust Eva, nor did they want to hold a hand in victory. Paige brushed her off, Natalya and Foxy looked unhappy about her return, and Brie, well, if looks could kill. Could this work, or would it go very, very wrong? Eva would be seen only once more on Raw, the following week when Hall of Famer Lita announced the debut of a new championship, the WWE Raw Women's Championship. Charlotte, of course, was the title holder after the Divas title was retired at WrestleMania. But I mean, come on, how sweet would it have looked with Eva Marie holding the championship, which boasted her favourite colour? In July 2016, SmackDown was repackaged, rebranded even, to SmackDown Live. It aired live on Tuesdays, and at the time, it did have a rather small women's roster. The WWE Superstar Shake-Up took place and the SmackDown roster went as follows. Nikki Bella, Carmella, Naomi, Alexa Bliss, Natalya and Eva Marie. Yes, that's right, Eva was brought to the Blue brand. In my opinion, to be the biggest star, bigger than her former mentor Nikki Bella even. Let's be honest, her NXT run wasn't a huge success, her early days on Raw didn't benefit her character too much. Would this be a turning point on SmackDown Live? Eva Marie was gifted, I believe, one of the most interesting storylines a woman has ever had on WWE TV. I really enjoyed it. A typical heel storytelling success. So, let me set the scene. We had Becky Lynch, the first woman drafted to SmackDown, versus the Queen of Hearts, Natalya. After the match, Renee Young interviewed Becky, then the first interruption came. Little Miss Bliss. She promised she was the new era. The next interruption would be Naomi. She warned the locker room that they'd better get to the back of the line because it was her time to shine. Next up, Carmella, the princess of Staten Island. She did some moonwalking, she did some trash talking. Then out came the Diva. Yes, I know, the term was retired, but Eva the Diva had everyone's attention. I would say, without even saying a word. And while that was strictly true, she had someone do the talking for her. She debuted a new entrance. A man's voice listed all of Eva's best qualities. He said she was fantastically fascinating, continuously charismatic, etc, etc. All Red Everything was here. The boos followed her from Raw to NXT, back to Raw, and now here to SmackDown Live. This woman knew how to draw a crowd. This theme was like no other. It was so arrogant. She paraded around the stage, her gown open, not saying a word, but the look gave it away. Eva, the top star, was here, and she was going to cause some enormous waves in the women's division. The following week, we would get Eva's debut match. It would be bad versus good, unpopular versus popular, red versus orange, Eva versus Becky Lynch. Becky made her entrance. She was straight fire, ready to go. Eva made her way to the ring. Her new entrance theme was fire itself. In the ring, she climbed to the top turnbuckle to show off her signature pose, sweeping her hair to one side, watching the crowd roar. The boos rained down. She then jumped down from the turnbuckle and appeared to sustain an injury. Nothing too serious to the untrained eye. Lifting her leg up and down, she looked pained. The ref asked if she could continue. She delayed, so the ref then ruled that Eva couldn't compete due to injury. I remember wondering, you know, was this real? Surely she couldn't be injured. Never mind, next week we'd be sure to get Eva's debut, right? The following week, Eva made her way to the ring, got the ref to remove her gown. She looked strong, she'd recovered from her injury. She climbed the top turnbuckle, her signature pose on point. She blew a kiss, then she came down from the top rope, safely. She learned from the previous week. She's smart. The camera cut to a fired up Becky, and her face went from determined to amused in seconds. When the camera cut back to Eva, her top had, well, come loose, come undone. Eva obviously had her hands very full trying to keep herself covered. She shouted to the ref, "Towel, I need a towel." Then the ref made the decision once more to rule Eva unable to compete, this time due to a wardrobe malfunction. Was this becoming a trend? Was she paying this man? Surely it would be third time lucky. The week after, on August the 16th, Eva was slated to face Naomi. Maybe a new opponent would bring Eva some luck. The proposal of facing Becky had been a curse. Naomi, with her energetic entrance, came out first. Eva's music hit next, and here we go. She's here. We're finally ready to go. But, hang on. The vocals play on. The bewitching one was coming. All read everything herself. Eva Marie is delayed due to traffic. What? This was insane. In any other job, three no-shows, she'd have been fired. Good job this is entertainment, right? Later in the night, we got a women's tag team match. Becky and Carmella versus Natalia and Alexa Bliss. Mid-match, with both Becky and Natalia on the mat, the arena turns red. It seems Eva made it after all. Better late than never. Halfway through her introduction, Naomi interrupted. She wasn't happy. Her match was cancelled and someone had to pay for it. Her late opponent, that's who. Eva looked terrified. Hands up to Naomi, she said, "I can explain," before she broke into a run and tried to escape the glow. Circling the ring, she slid under the ropes and passed Natalia, but the Queen of Hearts would split the pair up when she grabbed Naomi, tossing her to the outside of the ring, and Eva was the one that got away. Now, it's important to say, if you go back to this moment and watch her entrance, cheers could be heard during Eva's arrival. Was this a turning point? It was slated that Eva would be the first SmackDown Women's Champion. Interesting. This story was magic. It was interesting. It made you want to watch. It made you want to love Eva or loathe her. You had to pick sides. It was one of the best women's stories I'd seen on wrestling TV to this day. Things went downhill for Eva from here when she was suspended for violating WWE's wellness policy right before SummerSlam, a big opportunity for Eva. She didn't manage a return to the company before being released in March the following year. Eva would go on to pursue other avenues post-WWE. She landed a major role in the movie Inconceivable, she had multiple TV appearances, began a fitness program, and even launched her own fashion label under her brand NEM. I, like most, thought that was the end of Eva Marie in WWE until the rumour mill began to swirl in 2020. In October, it was revealed Eva had signed a contract with WWE. She was coming back, and I couldn't wait. All read everything back on our screens. Would things change? I mean, the landscape was different. There were lots of new fans to the product. Could Eva this time be a raging success? On May the 3rd, 2021, on Monday Night Raw, a vignette aired. Eva was back, but she looked different. Incredible, I'd say. All Red Everything was no more. and Eva's transformation was outstanding. She had upgraded herself, she had pink hair, and she promised an Eva-lution. But what did that mean? The vignette began showing Eva's foot resting against a Ferrari. The camera slowly moved upwards, revealing her new look. "Do I have your attention now?" she asked. She reflected on where she'd been and where she was going. Now came the confusing part. She said she wanted to be someone others look up to. "I want to influence others to go after their own ambitions like I did. This is Eva-lution." I remember thinking, oh no, that's it, she's a valet now. A couple of weeks later, things became a little more clear. Eva returned with another vignette. She boasted of her fame and fortune, and she saw herself as a super role model. Remember the backlash? People saying Bailey was the role model, not Eva Marie. There was room for two, in my opinion. WWE was so smart for reintroducing Eva this way. They made sure that after this vignette miniseries was done, and we saw Eva back in the arena, the crowd would bring the heat. On June the 14th, 2021, a match was scheduled. A return match. Eva Marie versus Naomi. She looked phenomenal. Her new theme was a catch. Her pink hair was iconic and her gear was spectacular. She was back. Eva came out, but she wasn't alone. NXT UK's Piper Niven was by her side, currently unnamed. The Scottish star made short work of Naomi. Eva was ringside for this match, and when the new superstar picked up the victory, the ring announcer said, "The winner of this match, they're nothing." Who was this star? I mean, did Eva have to do everything around here? She grabbed a mic and said, "The winner of this match, Eva Marie." The following week on Raw, KP interviewed the returning star, the super role model. He welcomed Eva back, and she picked up right where she left off. She said she caught a cold, so instead of throwing in the towel, she let a protege step in and take her place. Eva said her name was Doudrop. Walking away, she made Doudrop pick up a robe. The cracks were already there. Next up, they had a tag match against Asuka and Naomi. Eva, to no surprise, left all the work to Doudrop. When it looked like the win was theirs, Eva tagged herself in and went for the pin, but Naomi kicked out. Trying to tag in a partner, Doudrop left the apron and refused the tag. Then Naomi hit Eva with a roll-up, handing her first defeat upon this return. The following week, the four had a rematch and Eva returned the favour, refusing to tag in, teaching Doudrop a lesson. But it backfired when she picked up the win, pinning Asuka after a running splash. But still, Eva declared herself the winner of this match. Again. From here, Eva got her first singles feud against Alexa Bliss. This would lead to backstage moments and an interruption during a tag match where Alexa declared a new era was here. "Do I have your attention now?" she said, causing the distraction to Eva. Lily Doll was featured on the Trons and Alexa's voice said, "I am so much more than just a pretty face. I want to inspire others to follow their nightmares. This is Eva-lution." Eva then took a big super kick from one half of the women's tag team champions, Tamina, and that was that. Off the back of this, Eva received her first pay-per-view match at SummerSlam against Alexa Bliss. After losing at the pay-per-view, Eva turned her attention to Doudrop and their feud began. A series of backstage attacks on Doudrop led to some matches. Eva just couldn't win. She could not pin Doudrop. The mountain was just too big. September the 20th marked Eva's last match against a former tag partner. I loved her entrance, coming down the ramp, pointing to the crowd saying, "Ew," as she looked at one person, "Ew," as she looked at the next, throwing the odd okay sign to a crowd member. She ran a promo before the match, attempting to shame Doudrop. She said, look at me again, and look at you. I'm put together and you're a mess. Girls like you can never beat women like me. Then she got squashed. Eva's in-ring run was done. The next week, Doudrop requested a women's title match against Charlotte Flair. She came up short when during the match, Eva came to the ring to distract the challenger. After Doudrop's defeat, Eva climbed into the ring to gloat. Remember, she made Doudrop. Charlotte, having none of it, attacked Eva, but her night wasn't done yet. Eva grabbed the mic and said, "If I had the same opportunity, I would be Raw Women's Champion. Honestly, I'm tired of being taken advantage of and the disrespect. I could beat anyone in that locker room." Then out comes Shayna Baszler and ruins Eva's night for sure. She put Marie in the chokehold, then attacked her ringside brutally. The crowd loved it. Shayna did to Eva what she'd done to Nia the week before. She trapped her arm in the steel steps and stomped hard. And that was the end of Eva Marie. So, what did you think of this last run? Did you enjoy her work? Was Eva Marie your cup of tea? I put some more polls on X asking for your opinions, and opinions I got. They came in hot. I asked, did you like the character Eva Marie? Remembering she's playing a character, this is no reflection on her as a person. Yes, only the first run, only the second run, or no, never. 61% voted no. Honestly, I was stunned. I did not expect that. Then I asked, would you like to see Eva come back to WWE, meaning in 2024? This came off the back of a recent controversy on X. She posted saying she was the highest paid female superstar, and in order for her to return, there would need to be a string of releases to free up the capital to cover her contract. Smart, smart move. Eva could just breathe and upset the universe. She has them eating. Yes or no? A massive 73% voted no. My take would be yes. I would love to see the Evolution return. Maybe at the Rumble in January. I could see it now. I could see her with an early entry. Imagine her excuses. Late because of traffic again, lost luggage, missed flight, then appearing toward the end of the match and almost getting the win. Book it, WWE. Book it. I have to say, Eva has been so influential, in my opinion. She learned on the job, she learned from her mistakes, she grew as her journey went on. You heard it here first. I think Eva Marie has to be one of the best heels in the business in this or any era. Her character rubbed everyone the wrong way. I became a fan when she hit SmackDown Live. Imagine her winning the title as she was supposedly planned to. She was onto something great. In her last run, she was a shining star. She brought the eyes. She got the heat. And remember, guys, Marmite. Whether it be All Red Everything or the Pink Evolution, I would love to see an Eva Marie return. So, that's a wrap, guys. Thank you again for sticking with this most controversial episode yet. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Let's keep shining our spotlights on the world that is women's wrestling, because let's be honest, this world right now is on fire. 2 episodes remain for season 2. Remember to tag the promotions on X. Eva is at Natalie Eva Marie. Tag WWE. Tag WWE on Fox. I'm at Slee_Ryan. Ask WWE to give me a tryout. Please. Drop me a screenshot of this episode. Let me know what you liked, what you want to see more of, if anything. Remember to hit like and follow. The buttons are there. Smash them. Please leave a rating where possible. And I'll be here next time for the 1-year anniversary of They Made Their Way to the Ring. Ding, ding, ding.